If you've been listening to my show for a while, then hopefully you've been doing some fine-tuning of your diet, your workout program, your high-intensity game, as well as filling in some gaps with your nutrition with any supplements that you need. But where does that leave you? And how long do you think you can live? Does it really matter about our own genetics, what our grandparents did, our great-grandparents? Well, in this episode, I'd like to show you something you can actually use online. It's a life expectancy calculator that goes up to 100 years old. I heard about it from one of my other health and wellness professionals I've interviewed before. And this calculator is free to do online. It was developed by Dr. Thomas Pearls, and it might give you some insight of anything else you need to work on. So stay tuned. How's it going? This is Brad Williams with Over 40 Fitness Hacks, the podcast where I help you, being over 40, to fight the aging process without giving up your social life. I've been a personal trainer and gym owner for over 14 years, and I specialize in helping the over 40 crowd get to their goals. If you need a little bit of guidance, check out my show notes. I have a link to schedule a free 15-minute Zoom call, and you can ask all the questions you want. But enough of that. Let's get on with the episode. So like I said, I've heard about this life expectancy calculator from another health and wellness professional that I interviewed about a year and a half ago. And the calculator's come up in discussion with other longevity experts out there as well. So I thought it'd be a cool episode to put out there, show you where it is, what it talks about, and also some of the things that I worked on. A year later, I went back and did this calculator, and my life expectancy increased from 92 years to 97 years. So I thought it'd be fun. And the calculator I'm talking about, it's called livingto100.com, spelled out the numbers 100, /calculator. And I'll put this in the show notes so it's easier just to get a link to it. But just going through it real fast, you just have a idea of what this is asking you. It goes into like your marital status, you have in-person contact with family members, how do you evaluate your stress, your sleep habits, talks about your education, the number of hours you work, and just your overall optimism or pessimistic about aging in general. So a lot of these things I think they use from all the stats out there from what insurance company uses, but Dr. Thomas Pearls also asked more questions about blood work and all that kind of stuff. So some of the other questions are the air quality you live, do you, wear a seatbelt, how much caffeine you drink, how much alcohol, how much cigarettes you're smoking, if you do at all. Then it goes into sun damage, your sexual habits, your overall diet. Is it close to Mediterranean? Because he seems to think that's more of a longevity diet. And, I agree with that. But I think there's workarounds to that to make your diet work as well. And then definitely is more about the low sugar, low glycemic, and more kind of meat and vegetables. And then he goes on to talk about how many days a week, is it strength training, is it aerobic training, how many hours. And then it gets down to your medical, your HDL, your triglycerides, your LDL, your blood pressure, your systolic and diastolic. And after that, it goes into some of the family history. So I definitely think it would be of interest to you to check this out, maybe start working on stuff, and every 6 months going back to this. The highest score you can get is 100, because I guess in the eyes of this particular doctor of when he put this out there, it's very hard-pressed for a human to even get there, even though I think at least my generation X/millennials should be able to hit 100, if not 120. So I think we started off in life with a little bit more healthier habits. But either way, at least trying to shoot for this 100 is basically playing the game of letting AI and longevity research get a little better in the next 20, 30, 40 years to where you'll still be alive when all this comes out to hopefully halt aging, maybe reverse some aging, and then push it to the 120 and above if that's ever possible. And like I mentioned before on some previous episodes, the longevity summit that I just recently attended, over 55 different interviews of experts all around the world. And the common theme among all of them is they do think we can at least eventually make it to 200, who knows, without having to sci-fi movies download our consciousness into a different body. But with AI and how fast this is developing, is basically going to be shooting us 500 years in the future, hopefully in the next 50 years. So when I took this test about a year ago, I scored great on a lot of stuff. And I think the only problems I was having was my blood pressure is not perfect. and my cholesterol was high, but my triglycerides were nice and low. My good cholesterol was high as well. And back then I scored about 92 years, which I thought was great. And just after my most recent blood work, having taken a new supplement from BioOptimizers to help bring my blood pressure way down, more than all the other supplements I had done before, I think that was the only real difference from the last time I took this test, just having that better diastolic systolic score. And that put me from 92 to 97 years. But at least that's a significant measurement of health that I've done for myself and seen it on this calculator. And I do think that probably did push me that many years. So now that I've hit one of the highest marks you can on this calculator, I don't really see any reason to keep taking this. But just some side note things that I believe in that I've learned from all these different longevity experts, and including that summit, is we just got to last as long as we can with quality health. Do not tear up your body where it cannot be repaired 20, 30, 40 years from now. So just take things slower. I know vitamin D and sun is good, but sun is also damaging and aging to the body. So when I go sunbathing for 20 minutes, 5 days a week, I try to cover my face and just let my chest and back take, you know, the brunt of that. And after finishing this carnivore diet that I've been talking about, and I'll do an episode on my results from that, really pushed me towards starting to eat more organic. It's not that expensive if you're buying like ground meat stuff and you're looking for deals at Sprouts or Whole Foods. And maybe not going full organic, but like at least half. So a lot of my fruits I've been doing organic and doing like a nice little vegetable wash on those. But now for my meats, if I can buy a lot of ground meat and not just chicken and pork and fish, getting some of the wild animal meats who are real grass fed and eating off the range, like elk and venison and boar. So I just think that kind of doing the variety like that is just better for you, just in case one particular part of your diet is kind of toxic from whatever Roundup they're putting on stuff or whatever these animals are eating in some of these controlled farm settings. So those are just a few of the things that I'm working on. And for longevity, it's hard to see any improvement from 30 days, 6 months. It's kind of more of you're doing the right thing. But as far as what this calculator goes off of your blood work, that's easy. You need to get your cholesterol, your triglycerides, your blood pressure all taken care of to the best of your ability. And then the rest is just your guess as good as mine. Well, anyways, I thought that'd be a fun one just to point you in the direction of that calculator, see what you're thinking. And I will continue to interview all these different experts, try out all these different supplements, and overall strive for, you know, better health and better quality of life. So thanks for listening, and I'll catch you on the next one. If you'd like a little bit of help checking out your diet and your current routine, I'd be happy to help. I always do a free 15-minute Zoom consultation for anyone, no strings attached, just to see if I can help point you in the right direction. So if you're interested, check out the show notes. The link is at the top. Thanks for listening. If you've been enjoying this podcast and other podcasts like it, and have ever thought about doing your own, I highly recommend it. There is hardly any competition in the podcasting world compared to all other social media channels. Actually, I started a new podcast called Step by Step Podcasting, where I'm using that actual podcast and going in sequential order of doing what I did for over 40 fitness hacks over the course of 3 years, and hoping to do it in 6 months with this podcast. So if you're at all interested, check it out, and check out my link for Descript in the show notes. It's an editing software that has literally saved my life in the podcasting world. Check it out, or I'll catch you on the next one of Over 40 Fitness Hacks.